Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart. Who is that?
I don't know him. Run.
Run. All right. You guys, today we are joined with Alex Haddad.
Or better known as my ex.
No, better known as Wasabi.
Louis nicknamed him Wasabi. How long ago?
We're going to give y'all the backstory. If you're not a YouTube girly, you probably don't know Alex Wasabi like that. But Alex Wasabi was a YouTuber. And I don't know why I always come up with like random as nicknames with people.
Yeah.
And I randomly started calling him Wasabi.
And it just stuck.
But then I started obviously calling him Wasabi, like, on my posts and stuff like that. So people are like, that's not the real Alex Wasabi.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Like, people thought he was trying to claim it as, like, yeah, I'm him.
I remember I got one comment of someone being like, you're not the real Wasabi. Why are you telling people that? I'm like, I'm not claiming any of that.
I think it just happened that I started saying the nickname. So then everybody was just like, where's Wasabi?
Like, that's not the real Alex
Yeah,
Wasabi.
And then... he actually came across the real Wasabi.
Yes, at VidCon.
We were at VidCon this year, and I was like, the real Wasabi. And I feel like a lot of our viewers already know we call him Wasabi. So some people are in with the joke, but the people who don't get like our jokes are like, why do you call him Wasabi?
Yeah.
But we were like, oh my God, ask him for a picture. And Alex was like, well, I don't know him. And I was like, yeah, go ask him for a picture.
But he didn't want to. It would have been iconic.
Him. I don't watch him.
Who cares? You know his name. You could have been like, hey, what's up, Alex Wasabi? Can I get a pic with you, man?
But maybe like, I feel like on your end, you kind of felt more like what am I gonna say?
Yeah, for me it was just like, for what? Like, hey, picture? Like, I don't know.
I just thought it would be iconic.
I know, we were telling her like, dude, that would be iconic, like the real Alex Wasabi with the Alex fake Sabi.
All right, the next time when we see him again, we'll
never gonna see him.
I know that was a once in a lifetime.
We'll have to, yeah.
No, he's Alex Wasabi, you're Alex Sriracha. Wasabo. No, gotcha. Sriracha.
I like garlic chili.
Alex garlic chili. Okay, you guys. So we're going to start off with the word of the century.
Yeah.
And this one, Alex picked it out for me.
Yeah.
I'm scared. Is it easy, medium, or hard?
Ew.
It should be medium for you.
Light coverage. Link. He's like, are we talking about hard or soft? Okay.
Or half chub.
Ew.
That.
You don't know what a half chub is?
A chode?
No, half chub.
No.
Can we talk about this? Doesn't matter.
They're perras. They
don't care. I just want to make sure.
But what's a half chub?
So there's chode. Soft, there's hard, and then we
ew. Okay, I get the idea. Do you have the word of this injury?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I have two. Yeah.
I can barely do one.
No, you do one, I do one.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, yeah. We'll each do one.
Okay, first word. Or no, my word. Receipt.
Oh.
Wait, for Louis?
Yeah.
For Louis. All right. I know it.
R-E-C-I?
Receipt.
I? Am I saying it right so far?
Wait, when do I correct them?
Okay, I'll do it all the way. R-E-S. No. R-E-C-I.
That's wrong.
Stop it. What the? Let him finish.
I'm stuck. Trying to help you, receipt. R-E-C-I-T? Receipt? No, that's so wrong.
That's a receipt.
Can I try it?
You already know it, putain.
R-E-C-E-I-P-T.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Receipt. That's what I was missing. The E. Because I was like, I know there was something weird in there.
I saw the word and I was like, do we have to spell that?
Receipt.
I'm like, well, today we're going to pull out the receipts in this con, boo. I'm just kidding. I'm like, perfect word. I'm just kidding. Do you have one for Y-O-A-L-M-A-P-B-L-N-Z?
A word for it?
Mm-hmm.
Cock.
Bitch.
I thought you meant you had a word for him.
I'm over it. All right, you guys. So.
Wait. The word is hors d'oeuvre.
What? Well, you want to be fucking smart and graduate from college. What's the way to spell it?
O-D-E-R.
Odor?
Hors d'oeuvre is O-D.
I don't know.
I don't even know what that word means.
It's like escargot is an hors d'oeuvre.
I still don't know what that is.
I know. We're like.
It's French. It's like, French.
We're like, who's it?
It's French. We can barely speak English. You want to spell French? I'm like Jacques Mousse. Okay. So, obviously, you guys, we have Alex Wasabi and Y-O-A-T-Z-I-L-M-N-O-P-B-B-L-N-Z.
Louis, I'm part of Pretty Not Smart. You're not supposed to interview me.
No, you guys. So for this week's episode, I kind of wanted to take matters into my own hands. So Yossi doesn't really know what I'm going to ask.
I literally don't know shit.
Neither does Wasabi. I'm obviously not coming in here with the intention of y'all fighting. So keep it cute. Keep it PG.
We're like, oh, fuck.
I just have.
Well, you know what? You fucking.
You guys both leave. I'm like. All right. No, it's just, I mean, based off our previous podcast episodes, you guys know that I'm also not very in tune with what's going on. Yoati's talked about it, and I know you guys have made some videos about it before, but I don't really ask y'all because I don't want to be in y'all's business. I let y'all, like, live your lives. But I thought it would be good to, I don't know, give you guys both the opportunity to talk, especially since we have never had Alex in the podcast. And we really wanted to have you, but I hate that it's for this. All right.
Yeah, well, we're going to have you again later on.
But just to keep it, just to make it clear, you guys, like, Alex is still very much with us for, like, everything that
we do.
Whether it's a family function or doing backflips in the middle of the night.
Or an orgy.
We're very much still very family oriented.
Yes, right? We're still family vibes.
So I wanted to take it back to the good old days. I'm like back in 1972. Ew! I'm like, well, now I can see why he left.
Louis, it's fucking cold in here.
It's pretty,
really? Fingers are freezing.
I'm freezing.
You're both literally freezing.
It's so cold in here.
Well, let me bring out the fire question.
All right, do it.
No, I want to bring it back to the girlies who don't fully know y'all's story. Maybe you guys can tell them how you guys met from your guys' POV.
Do you guys insert clips?
No.
Nah.
I'm like, it's too much editing. Nah, just kidding.
Watch our podcast.
But what we do is we put them on our Instagram for Pretty Not Smart. So if there's anything. Wait, you know what?
Yeah, okay.
There's going to be a clip on Pretty Not Smart. You guys, I know exactly what they're going to talk about. And there's a clip of when they like met each other vibes.
Yeah.
But who wants to explain how you guys met? I don't need the whole fucking detail shit. Just
long story short, we met at Applebee's. I was a server. He was a host. And from the moment that man walked in, I thought he was super cute. We're all rekindling our relationship.
You guys are all making out. I'm like, no.
No, but I feel like automatically I had a thing for him the moment he started working there. And we would just flirt. I had a boyfriend at the time. But we would still flirt all the time.
Bitch, fuck you.
He was so cute.
I thought you were going to say, like, I had a boyfriend, so I kept it cordial. But you, like, we were making out.
No, we weren't making out. But no.
You guys would throw, like, little hints or what?
No, I would keep it cordial. But from what I've been told, I'm a very flirtatious person with, like, my regular personality.
So you like flirt with everyone?
No. So I remember when I first started working there, because when I was younger, I used to be, like, a fuckboy. And I would scope out, like, who are the cute ones at work. And there was two. It was her
and Louis and some other and
girl. I was like, I didn't work there. I'm just kidding.
It was Yoati and some other girl. But I was like, all right, bet. I was like, who am I trying to get at? And then I went to go talk to Yoati. cute voice. She used to wear this super bright or dark red lipstick.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Unicorn Blood by Jeffree Star. Yes,
bitch. I remember that dark. As soon as you said it, I like took me back to 1970, and I remember.
I remember seeing. I was like, all right, cool. Like I'm down with it. So I'm gonna go talk to her, and then other people. She didn't tell me she had a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. People that worked there was like, oh, she has a boyfriend, and I was like, oh, what the fuck? I was like, okay, whatever. He's like, oh, but he works here. I'm like,
oh. Bitch, you were like, oh, shit. I was like, awkward.
Right. So I was like, all right, I'll back up.
Yeah. Well, since you were in a relationship, how was like doing that, but also working? Because I feel like that would be the worst shit ever, just in any relationship, to be working with your
partner. No, because me and him never worked together. I think my whole time working with him, with my ex, maybe we had like two shifts together. Because we had opposite shifts because we had Travis.
So we had to switch
off taking care of him.
Oh, that's sickening.
So I would never really see him ever. Mm. But I feel like I would see Alex more.
That makes sense.
Like weekends, Alex would work in the morning and I would only work weekends. So that's when I was like, hey, Alex.
Oh, yeah. I remember it would be like me, the only host, and busser and janitor, whatever they had me doing.
Yeah, but.
Mm-hmm. And then it'd be like two other servers, Yoatzi, and then someone else.
Yeah.
Cute. I don't think I ever saw Alex because I was at Applebee's all the fucking time. Unless you,
I was there for like 3 months.
Yeah, he was only there for a little bit.
One time.
Because would you work mornings or nights?
A little bit of both.
Because I would always be there. You guys hella late at night with like my friends. But I was gonna say I don't really have a memory of like ever seeing Alex there. What I do have a memory of is how we met.
How we met or how we first, like...
Or how we first fucked. Yeah,
I remember.
Hold on, take it way back.
We're going to take it even further back.
Yeah, even before I started working at Applebee's.
Yeah, you guys.
I went to a...
Oh, that's right!
Oh, what was it? So, okay, long story short, I went to a high school called Aftos High. It's like 15 minutes from our hometown, and they both went to Watsonville High. There was two main schools in our hometown. It was Watsonville and PV. And there was a prom party, right? Prom party?
It was an after party.
Yeah, yeah. There was just a party for Watsonville High. And I had friends that would go to Watsonville High. And they're like, hey, let's go to the party. Let's go try to get some bitches or whatever. And I was like, all right, bet. Like, I'm down. We went, and I'm over there playing beer pong with some friends. And then out of nowhere, my friend's like, oh, my God, he's here. And I was like, what? And I was like, you got to realize, we have, like, two completely different groups that we used to hang out with. I went to Aptos High, completely different school than Watsonville High.
Aptos High is basically the white school of Watsonville. Yes. So if you go to Aptos High and you live in Watson, you're pretty much very either whitewashed or your parents are scared of you hanging out with Latinos. or you were whitewashed Latino,
Watsonville
or you were white.
High was like 99% Latinos.
Yeah,
but okay. So long story short, I had a few friends that knew who he was because they went to Watsonville High. Like, oh, it's the YouTuber. He's like. No offense, but they're like, he's gay and shit. Yeah, and I was like, who? I was like, what the fuck? At the time, I was like, who? And they're like, he's over there. And you walked in with your boyfriend at the time?
At the time, yeah.
And as the night progresses, my homie and I that were playing beer pong started to notice someone staring at us. And it was the guy that you were with. The entire night, we kept getting looks. And me and my friend were like, dude, what? Like, what is this guy's problem? Yeah, like, is he okay? And he would look mad at us. I'm like, what the heck? And then maybe it's because... My homie and I were playing beer pong together, but we were standing next to each other. But me and him were just playing these girls in beer pong, and we kept getting dirty looks from your ex-boyfriend the entire party. And then my friend was like, I think he wants to fight. And I was like, why?
Let me tell y'all for my POV. So I feel like in high school, I didn't really go out like that. Senior year was probably the year that I started going to all these parties and shit like that. So I was getting very familiar with like everybody at these parties. And I go to this party and I noticed them too. Like, bitch, when people from like another school are there, everybody notices because it's such a small high school community that everyone's like, oh, everyone knows each other, whatever. You might not fuck with them, but like, you know who they are. And I remember I pull up and I did notice them right away because I was like, wait, who are they? Like, it was just random.
He was hot.
Bitch. No, so, I don't remember what Alex was wearing, but I remember his friend was wearing like a denim jacket. Yep. And I'll tell y'all why I remember that denim jacket. So I pull up with my girls, just me and my girls and my ex-boyfriend. And I remember my friends, I think it was Yami. She was like, bitch, all your twin to me. And then I was like, what? She's like, the guy behind you, he's all your twin. So I turn around and it's his friend. His friend has like the same
Same hair, like, same outfit. Type of,
yeah. We were both wearing black jeans and we were wearing a denim jacket and our hairs were the same. So I turned around and I was like, bitch.
That's so funny.
From their point of view, I could see, like, if you're just seeing from afar, kind of being like, what the fuck are they looking at, you know?
Yeah.
But for me, my POV, it was just kind of like, bitch, like, we all like this thing.
That's funny.
And then I don't know if my ex-boyfriend just... I don't know why. I mean, I feel like in general he was always just an upset person. So I don't know. I don't know if he like noticed, like, when I turned around, he thought I was like checking y'all out, or if he was just kind of giving y'all dirty looks for whatever fucking reason. But yeah, I do remember that day, my ex-boyfriend, the whole fucking night, he was just upset at me. I still remember we went back home and we were fighting and arguing, but I don't remember why. But anyways, I think that adds on to Alex being like, why was he mad? So I don't know if he was mad at them for whatever reason, or if he was just kind of looking like,
it was just more like, it was more like, you know, when you're somewhere and you make eye contact with someone and it's usually like a little, what's up?
Yeah.
No, the entire night I would like look and he'd be like,
yeah, he was always mad.
He always had like a Gucci face.
Yeah, I was in the same. I feel like all of my friends would always be like, he's always upset.
He'd always just be like,
yeah, like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, always.
I think it was just me having fun that made him upset. All right.
No, for real.
He's always Louis smiling. Not okay.
No, but yeah, so that's how me.
So did you guys end up fighting?
No, that's how we, I guess, somewhat came into contact with each other. But we did not have any conversation. I don't even think me and him, like, necessarily directly looked at each other.
Yeah, because I don't remember seeing Alex. I don't even know what he looked like.
Yeah.
I just know of Alex because he told Yoatsi that he met me or saw me.
He was like, wait, is your brother blah, blah, blah? Like, I think I saw him or something.
No. I think you told Yoatsi about it. And then months later, I'm talking to Yoatsi, and she was saying that you went to a party. And then it just, the story sounded too similar. And I was like, what the, I was like, really? Oh. I was like,
yeah,
me and my friend did that. And we saw a guy that looked like they were trying to fight us. And then she was like, wait, was it the Watson boat party? And I was like, yeah. I was like, wait. I was like, is this the same party? And then we ended up like, kind of like going into detail about what happened. And connecting, we're like, there's the no way that we're talking about the same story with like two completely different people.
Yeah.
Just two different point of views. Yeah. And it was just like, what the fuck? Like, it was like a mind trip.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
And then I feel like I officially... Wait, did I meet him at that one party?
No.
No.
Remember we went to like a little house party to just play like beer pong and stuff?
That was after. So the first time that you met Alex, from what I remember. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that was first or not.
We had like an intervention. I don't know if you guys remembered, but I told you that me and my
bitch. You're like, where about me?
All right. I can't say the name. One of my exes was really bad and he was really toxic and all was cheating on me. And Alex was like always there for me and to like give me advice and stuff. And one of the times I was like, I got cheated on. So I was like really sad. And I remember I called Alex and I was actually talking to my siblings in my living room. It was Louis and Andrea. And then I was like, do you guys care if my friend Alex like comes over? Mm-hmm. And they were like, ooh, bring him. Yeah. So I was like, hi. So then Alex came over to like chat with us and just kind of help me out, make me feel better. And I think that's when you guys first met Alex.
Yeah, and he was really cool. Like, I think I'm really big on energy, you guys. And I feel like I pick up whether I like somebody or not right off the bat. And I feel like from what I met Alex, like, I liked him, especially because I feel like in that moment he was taking care of Yoatsi. So I kind of got like that sense of like, oh, okay, like, he cares for her, you know?
Yeah.
Because before that, I feel like I didn't have the best image of Alex. Not so much because of him, but his friend circle.
Right.
I feel like I never had a beef with his friend circle, but his friends, it's just everyone at Watsonville, you guys. A lot of people just didn't like me for whatever fucking reason. And I feel like his friend group at the time was very much in that circle. So I just had a bad image of Alex, even though I had never met him. But I feel like after meeting him... Yeah, I mean, he was, like, super chill. I mean, just kind of seeing how he was managing everything. I was like, okay, I like this guy.
Yeah.
But
it's very sweet. And then that's when Alex just never went away.
Yeah.
And then...
I'm sorry. No.
She's like, we're stuck with him.
No, I actually remember, too, one time. So I had to stop talking to Alex for dumb fucking reasons. But I had to stop talking to him. And I remember Louis was secretly still working out with him because Alex was super into fitness.
Oh,
and Alex was training you. Yeah. And I only found out because I think you didn't want to tell me because you didn't want to like mess with me, my emotions and stuff like that. I don't know. But I remember one time we were filming a video together and you got a text and it said Alex with a muscle next to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh. Like, is that Alex? And I was like, oh, it's Alex.
I don't remember this.
Later, I told my mom, I don't remember how we... I didn't tell my mom nothing. Something came up and my mom's like, oh, sí, es que Luisito va a ir a hacer ejercicio con tu amigo, el que hace ejercicio. And I was like, they're working out? She's like, yeah, like, Alex has been training Louis for like a month. I was like, what? Yeah. I had no idea. And I was like,
oh. I don't remember not telling you.
You didn't tell me. And then later I was like, why didn't you fucking tell me? Yeah. And you were like, well, it's good if you were in a relationship and I didn't want to mess with like your emotions or like,
because
I know you and him had a past.
I don't remember that. I just remember Alex would always fucking vent to me about what you guys were going through. But I don't know at what point me and Alex started working out together. But I mean, even now, he's been a really big help in like my fitness journey, you guys. So like, I mean, we were training a lot this year. And like, I don't know. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's always had his fucking home gym. Yeah. So I remember I was going to, I don't want to name the gym, but I was going to a certain gym in Watsonville. And I hate it. I mean, you know what gym. I fucking hated that gym, especially because all the people that were there. And then there was like that certain group.
Yeah,
it was like every time you'd work out there, me and Yotsi was very much like, we remember we would work out under the stairs.
Yeah.
You guys, it was like the most like mean girls go to the restroom and eat your lunch type of thing.
We were like hiding. Me and Yotsi would go grab
benches and shit and just hide under the stairs and work out because, well, fucking working out your glutes is already such an awkward thing.
Yes.
And then that gym was very much like bro driven. So me and Yotsi would just like hide.
Yeah,
but we're
literally under this thing.
Yeah,
I feel like now working out your glutes is a little more normalized because of TikTok and all that. And back then in Watsonville,
they were like, what are you doing?
I would never see like, if anything, like one other girl. But yeah, so I don't remember when me and Alex were working out. But yeah, I don't remember not telling you. But yeah, he helped me out back then and still helped me out now. And they're like, and you still look the same.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, so now that we're back from memory lane, I'm going to get into some real shit. Nah, just kidding. So, I know you guys already kind of talked about certain things out there, but I have certain questions.
I kind of just
want to ask from like each of you your POVs where you guys think you went wrong. Because from my POV, there was a time, I know there's a lot of fucking people out there who are always saying like, well, they only got together because of the baby. And like, although you guys weren't officially dating before Ella, I was there, you guys, for a lot of the things. I think people forget to realize that we have real lives behind what you guys see.
Literally.
There's so much that you guys don't see. And it's not because we're like, don't let them see. It's just
no.
Everybody's living their normal everyday lives. Like,
and like you guys forget social media is only like, what, 10% of our actual life.
Yeah. Like we show you guys what's exciting or like major updates or for you guys to, you know, keep up with us. But there's things that happen in our everyday lives. And I think they're like a perfect example of, no one fucking knew what was going on before. And I was there for seeing, like, you guys hanging out, us making magic so you guys could hang out, and, like, the things Alex would do for Yoati or vice versa, or them being all depressed when they wouldn't see each other, and, like, Yoati being like, I want to see Alex. And, like, it was just a lot of things that I feel like you guys really only got introduced to Alex after Ella. That's when it became, like, real life, you know? Like, it's not just that they were, I mean, correct me, I don't want to speak for you guys, but I feel like, yeah, you guys are having a kid together, like, that's real life. And he obviously became a part of Yoati's life and vice versa. And, you know, you guys were going to start seeing him. And I feel like before Ella, you guys weren't like, hey, Alex, and like, showing, it was very private.
So before Ella, me and Alex already had, like, four plus years of us getting to know each other and building some sort of relationship that you guys
on and off,
that you guys still had no clue about.
And people, I feel like from people's POV, you guys think like they met, they fucked, and Ella was born. But it's like,
definitely not.
It's they
had such a crazy past. Me and Alex, it's insane.
Yeah, I think Alex has. Yeah, I feel like he's been there for a lot of changes in our personal life. Yeah. Like, sometimes, like, looking back at it, I'm like, oh, my God, our lives have changed so much. And even Alex's has changed a lot since we've all grown up a little bit more.
For real.
We're all out of our hometown.
Yeah. We're all it's crazy how we all ended up here. Because clarification, Alex already had plans to move out here even before he met Yuatsi. Like, everyone had their plans. Everyone was living their own life. And it just so happened that we all ended up in the same fucking place.
But, at the same time.
So that's what I'm saying. Life works in very mysterious ways. But we're here.
But we're here and we're still
together.
Well, not together like that.
But yeah, I wanted to ask you guys from each of y'all's POV where you guys think it went wrong. Because Yuatsi and I talked about, you know, identity crisis and finding each other and shit, but
so like
more to that.
So you as what
you can go first.
So as like you said, we've known each other for years, and we didn't just start dating because of Ella. We started dating in a not so normal fashion, as it wasn't a single guy versus meeting a single girl, asking each other out on a date, and then slowly building it from there. It was like single guy taking girl, but nothing happened while she was taken.
Yeah.
And then whenever it was like stuff got rocky with like her relationship, me and her started to like kind of start something like that. But with how small our hometown was, we weren't able to go out to eat together.
Yeah.
Or like not even small hometown, small county. Mm-hmm. The county is like all around each other. Like everyone knows everyone. Wherever you're at, somebody's gonna know you, recognize you, whatever. Mm-hmm. And her being on social media, although she didn't have as big of a following as she does now, people still recognize her back home. Especially back home. Especially back home. Because people are like, oh, that's like...
Our following was bigger than the population.
Dude, for real.
So it's very... And a lot of our following started back home. So
Yeah,
it was very much like word of mouth and everybody knew.
So let's say we went on 100 dates, which we didn't. All of our dates were in the car eating Chipotle together.
Yeah, we had to be hiding a lot because it was just situations wouldn't let us, you know, freely go on dates. And then I did have Travis.
At the time, my child didn't like me.
Yeah, my child was not approving of just like the situation. And
I think it got in the way of.
It got in the way a lot. So me and Alex couldn't really date. And then when we moved down here, we started trying to talk and date more, but it was a little hard because we didn't think we wanted to be there.
Yeah, because when we first moved down here, I mean, you guys know, you guys have seen the TikToks and videos. She used to call me her best friend. Like, we were best friends with each other.
But we were. And we were, like, amazing
friends. Really good friends and stuff like that.
Amazing friends.
But it was her doing her thing and me doing my thing.
Right.
So at the end of the day, it was like she was talking to other people. I was talking to other people. And it's not like it bothered each other. We would literally talk to each other about who we're talking to.
Yeah.
I remember that, you guys. And from my POV, because I had already seen them kind of talking in the past, I already knew it was super toxic. And not in the way that they were fighting, but I'm saying, like, I don't know where you guys were going. And I would hear them. Like, Yuatsi would literally show Alex, like, oh, look, I'm talking to this guy. Oh, okay, well, I'm talking to this girl. And it wasn't even so much like, fuck you, bitch. It was just more like, literally, when I say they would call each other, like, besties. I feel like they were there for each other, but then they would show each other, and I was like, what are you guys getting
at? It was so, it was just weird and hard, because, like, we definitely were seeing other people, but then me and him also knew that we had feelings for each other on the side.
Yeah.
So sometimes it looks like we were together, but, like, we were like, no, we're just, like, best friends.
Oh, my God, I remember you guys, we would go out to the clubs.
Oh,
and both of these, I was so confused, but, like I said, yo no me meto, you guys. Like, I let them do their things. We would go out to the clubs when we first all moved here.
Shout out
Alex
to
would be, like, over there making out with somebody, and Yuatsi would be over there, like, making out with somebody, and I was, like, I was always, like, looking for them, and then somehow at the end, we'd all, like, end up together. But they would literally, in their own worlds.
I think what had happened was that, like, no matter what we did, away from each other, we always came back to each other.
We always came back to each other.
Always came back to each other. Like, let's say I was with one of the nights at that club. I know we all know what it is.
Yeah.
I met some girl who wanted me to go with her to back to where she was at. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of down. I was like, you know, I'm kind of down. But she didn't have a way there, so she wanted me to drive her. I was like, fuck that. I'm not doing that.
She just wanted to ride.
I was like, forget that.
Imagine. She's like, I just want you to take me home.
I know.
No, but I think, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was more that them being together from the beginning had always seemed so difficult and, like, almost impossible that I feel like you guys just kind of got used to it being like, it's not going to work. Because, like Alex said, my mom didn't approve of Alex. And I think it was also just from, you know, Mexican mom being overprotective. She was just kind of like, what the fuck does he want with you and your kid? Like, it was just more like, no. Like, I don't know. My mom also saw him as, like, very not, like,
not with the best intention.
She thought he just wanted you out to be like, ah. Yeah. And then, like, leave.
What does he want?
Yeah. And to be fair, even, like, when I told my parents about me talking to this girl, one, she's, a lot of people don't know this, Yuati is older than me.
Yeah.
So at the time, how old were you? Like 24 and I was 21?
No, you, when we were first talking.
Oh,
you,
I was 20.
You weren't 21 yet.
Yeah, so I had just turned 20. So like her being 23 with a kid, me being 20, kind of just like getting out of my whole phase and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Remember I told my parents, and my parents were like very understanding. They're like, you got to realize that like when you date a girl with a kid, you're not just dating her.
I remember you
and I knew that. I was like, honestly, I know that. I was like, I'm down for it. Like I'm down for her. I'm like, I would love to be in her son's life, like as much as I possibly can with however I can to like leave like a positive impact on him. And yeah, it just kind of just went from there.
I remember from my POV, like I remember I already knew Alex was a really nice guy, but I even remember even me questioning. I was like, because it's going to be really weird for you guys, but me and Alex are basically the same age.
I know, but
mentally, I think we're two different places. Like, I feel like when we were around the same age, like 20, 21, Alex seemed a little more mature, especially being around Yuatsi compared to me. I was still like living my Jota Mayor fantasy. Like I was like, being with all my girls and like doing all this shit. But Alex very much seemed like he was ready to, you know, take on the next step. But at the time I was like, this dude is the same age as me. Like I can't see myself with a kid. But then again, I'm gay, so I don't really know. I'm not thinking about like a family right now or anything like that. So I was just kind of like, And then Yoatsi, I remember you would tell me a lot that whenever there was like a guy who would try to come into your life, I remember you saying that it would make you cringe when they would try to take part in, like you were overprotective over Travis.
Yeah, it was
like, Yoatsi was like mama bear. Whenever there'd be a guy trying to like, I don't know, just be there for Travis, you would be like, leave him alone.
Like, yeah, like don't talk to my son.
Yeah, it was like, very much like, this is like private property.
Buddy, yeah. You wanna go play ball? I hated that. I was like, please don't talk to my son.
Yeah.
Don't touch him. Don't look at him.
Yeah. Like, and it wasn't until obviously Alex gained that trust to like, you know, now
and I was Alex, like, fine, you can meet me.
Yeah.
Or you can meet my son, my bad.
Yeah. So now it's very different. But yeah, I remember at the beginning it was not like that.
But like, off of that, it was very rocky from the beginning.
Yeah.
And then when we got pregnant. Thank you. Thank you. Hold on. Everyone.
I'm like, well, that's all we have for today. I'm like, go to Pat, too. Just kidding.
It was very rocky from the beginning. But when we got pregnant with baby Ella, we still didn't really get the chance to build and grow our relationship because, like I had previously said, we became very busy trying to be perfect parents for Travis and for Ella.
Mm-hmm.
So we just weren't able to grow our relationship. So I feel like just in all these last couple, I'm getting so much anxiety, 5-6 years that me and Alex have been trying to make it work.
There was always something there.
There's always something.
Trust me, you guys, I was their fucking like Cupid for the longest time. I would hear shit from both their sides, or like Alex would vent to me about Yuatsi, and then he'd be upset. And he'd be like, you know, I'm gonna leave her alone. Like, she doesn't want this. And then Yuatsi would like want him, but then like a certain thing. It was just like, I mean, I even got annoyed of it. I was like,
at some point, Louis was like, can you guys just fucking go see each other?
I know. I was like, I'm over here doing charity work with y'all.
I was like, fine.
And then, yeah, I feel like Ella happened and you guys had to, I guess, mature more even quicker. Yuatsi, knowing that, you know, she was going to have two kids, and then Alex because his first kid. And I think you guys think like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just, it really isn't about you guys at that point. It really is about the kid, and not because you guys don't care about each other, but because you want the baby to grow up as safe and as happy and as, and taken care of as possible.
I think me and Alex right now, we're in a spot where we're trying to be selfish for the sake of our relationship. And, like, don't get me wrong. Like, we're kids are always still first, always. Mm-hmm. But, like, we're trying to do more things that are probably going to help us in the long run.
And I, from my POV, I see you guys, for right now, I think a lot of people are very confused being like, you guys are always together. But I think, and from my point of view, it looks like it's not necessarily that you guys are going on dates. Because in anybody else's POV, they're going to be like, oh, they're going on dates. But for you guys, it's more like, let's go take the kids to have fun.
Yeah.
And that's where they come together.
Yeah, and like, go ahead. Yeah.
Like, when you see us together, it's not just us two. It's us three, us four.
Yeah.
We have Travis, Ella, or we have one or the other. Mm-hmm. And like I said, regular relationship, there's a bunch of dates before getting together and then before having a kid. Mm-hmm. We had a bunch of non-regular dates to still no regular dates, to messing with other people while talking to each other, to not talking anymore, to having a baby together, to getting into a relationship. Like, it was very unnatural.
Yeah.
Very. But,
I mean, at the end of the day, there is no, like, there's no rule book to a relationship.
Exactly. And I hate that so many people try to implement that with you guys.
Yeah.
It's like, well, they already had a kid. They don't even know each other for like, oh, and I'm like,
why aren't you guys fucking married? You guys should already be fucking married.
Exactly. Like, and it's just more like, you know, things happen. And I also feel like there was a time, and I feel like those who have been there have noticed that there, when you were pregnant already and you guys did make it official, there was a time that you guys were very, you guys were almost like dating while you were waiting for Ella to be born,
I feel.
Like, literally. And then once Ella was born, it's not so much that I assume you guys didn't care for each other. It's just that all your attention went to Ella.
Went to the baby. Yeah. Like, Alex, I feel like Alex especially had to take this whole new role of learning to be a dad. Because I was already a mom. So I already, to me, this was like easy piece of cake.
Yeah.
But for him, it was completely new, like
fresh
out the womb. He didn't know anything about a newborn.
And then one thing I would like tell people around me, I'm like, damn, I went from taking care of one person, like myself, to taking care of
three.
Myself, Yuati, Ella, Travis, two dogs, all this stuff.
And then babies. I feel like I could see how, like, for you were probably a little bit, I don't know, impatient, that you already kind of knew what was going on and then waiting for Alex to kind of catch up.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe on your side, because I remember you feeling sometimes very overwhelmed.
Yes. Because I felt like for a lot of times I had to take on most of, like, I was the, what's the word? The primary parent, or what was the word I would say?
Yeah.
I think it was primary parent.
Yeah. I was like the main parent that I had to do most of the parenting, but at the time, I didn't realize that it's because Alex was learning.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was all on me.
It's kind of, I want to say it's kind of like if you guys are teaching somebody something that you already know, and if you're impatient, because I'm a very impatient bitch, you kind of expect people to be like, hey, but then, you know, so from their POV, they're still learning and, like, you know, it takes some patience. But when you really need help, you're just like, you learn already.
Like, you fucking do it.
Especially with, like, us getting into the groove of everything. I had a routine when I was single by myself.
Yeah.
I had a routine I could stick to, easy, get all that done. But now I had a routine that I needed to add two babies to it. I need to take one to school. I need to feed one in the morning before I leave to take the other one to school. And then I come back, got to get the other one ready and all this stuff.
Yeah. And, like, your girlfriend. You had to take care of your girlfriend.
Well, since you guys got off track, I'm going to ask you again, where the fuck do you think that you went wrong? I don't care what you think. I don't care what she says. All right, I'm like, get out. That's right. No, I don't want your reasons to keep in mind what she thinks and vice versa.
So
I just want
real quick,
your opinion.
Mine, real quick, to the point. Mine, I think, is just we didn't dedicate enough time to each other and to build our relationship to get it to where we needed it to be. And it just kind of, we didn't build it. So it just, before it was able to get built, it was already crumbling down and it just
I feel like we're very, we need a lot of constant reassurance.
Reassurance.
And gestures of love. And I think it comes from our parents.
Yeah.
Where our parents always showed us love and are always found a way to, you know, make something special, even if they didn't have enough or whatever it was. So me and Yuati, I feel like we have implemented this because I notice it a lot with my relationships too.
Yeah,
even if
sense.
You don't have enough, there's a way to still make it seem that you appreciate it.
And you make it seem special even if you don't have money too.
Or money or just whatever the case may be, there's always a way. So I feel like I notice it too in my relationship. And sometimes I hate it that I feel like I am always needing reassurance or some sort of like gesture of love. for me to feel fulfilled.
Therapist Louie.
I'm like, come see me. I'm taking appointments.
This episode is sponsored by Louie.
Louie Love. Okay, what about you, wasabi dipped in sauce?
Yeah, tell us.
At the end of the day, I feel like I lost track of like my own like strong mentality, that I used to have. I think in 2017, take it back a little bit. In 2017, I like made a mental shift to myself. Like, I need to stop pointing the finger at other people and point the finger at myself. Mm-hmm. And I was able to, as fucked up as it sounds, I started to not care about how I felt and just did what I needed to do. Mm-hmm. And I did that for so many years. And then once the whole thing with like Yuatsu was going on and stuff like that, I was like, okay. And I was like, besides me worrying about myself, I was like, okay, I got to worry about everyone else. I was like, okay, the baby, girlfriend. Yeah. Travis, I was like, I just gotta do everything. I was like, I need to figure everything out. And I didn't know how to tackle this plate of stuff that I needed to get, that I needed to fix. So I was trying to do everything. Like I've told her this before. Here's the problem, our relationship. And this is a bunch of stuff around it. And I just kept going around it. I never went to the main problem.
Never got to the main problem.
And that was my fault because I was like, okay, like I need to worry about this. I need to, like, if I make it easier for her when it comes to kids, me and her will be better. But in the long run, that's not obviously going to last because we still needed time for each other and stuff like that. And then I started to be like, damn, it's my fault. No. I started to say it's our fault. But at the end of the day, like, I'm my own person. I can make my own, like, decisions and stuff like that. And I lost myself at the beginning of the year, like, pretty bad. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened. Yeah. We, like, just recently talked about this. I, like, lost sight of, like, what was going on with, like, my mental, my well-being.
We, like, actually just briefly figured it out.
Yeah.
That we're pretty sure. So after I had the baby, I hit postpartum depression, and I had really bad depression for like a good maybe like 4 or 5 months. I just couldn't shake it off. And me and Alex were talking about, like, there was a time for like 2-3 months where Alex just kind of went blank. Like, that's the best way.
Is the only way I could describe it, because some members, she would ask me like, what happened, and I was like, I really don't know.
I was just like, and living to live, and you knew what you had to do and you were just doing it. But not so much like you had your mind and heart to
We think, and we're pretty sure, that Alex was also depressed. So he went through a hard depression too. We literally just figured it out. I was like, I think I was editing a video and I made it as a joke. And I was like, what if you were depressed? And then I started thinking about it and I was like, wait. I was like, Alex, what if you actually were depressed? And we were talking about it, and he was telling me more about like how he was feeling at the time. And we came to the realization that, oh shit, Alex was actually going through like a depression wave as well.
And I almost feel like in general for men, it's almost like that word is not really associated with being a man. So a lot of times, I mean, it could possibly be that you were just feeling like a really low point in your life, but you won't admit it to yourself because
that he was depressed.
And
that,
in like a men's world, that's very much like, bitch, you're a pussy, get up and do your shit. So it's like you don't accept it.
So going back to like that thought of like me being depressed at that time, I remember Yuatsu was like, I need you to tap into your feelings more. And I started to do that. And I think that's as dumb as it sounds, because obviously it's good to be in touch with your feelings. It's good to have a good connection with your own feelings, your own emotions. But for me personally, in 2017, I was like, I need to stop caring about how I feel and do what I need to do. And I did great. Like, I remember I told Yuatsu, I mean, I think I've told you, when I switched gyms, as dumb as it sounds, I switched gyms because I told myself I needed to do this and then I'm going to just change everything else. I didn't have one bad day for 2 years. That's over 700 days without having one bad day.
That's sickening.
Which is insane. And then, like, obviously, like, the last 2 years have been, like, up and down like crazy. But I started to tap into my feelings a little more. So I indulged in what I was feeling more than what I should have and more than what I should have allowed myself to do so. So then things just ended up becoming like foggy in front of me and be like, okay, I don't know what to do anymore because I got stuck. And then I was like, dude, I was like, what the fuck? And then just recently, like I think like 2 months ago, I told you, I was like, I need to stop caring about how I feel. Like, as fucked up as that sounds, this is, like I said, this is just for me because I know this is what works for me. I was like, I need to stop caring about how I feel and just do what I need to do and do it no matter what. And that's why I always tell people, like, I have friends around me. I have like you guys like, oh, but it's hard. I'm like, okay, look, it's hard to it's hard to go through what you're going through right now, and it's hard to fix it. You just got to pick what hard you want.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm picking the hard of where, like, I just need to do what I need to do and get what I need to do done. And I mean, yeah.
I feel like there's definitely, because I see where you're coming from. I put my feelings aside a lot when I have to do something. But one thing that I've noticed with me is it ends up getting bottled up and eventually it's going to explode into something really bad. And I feel like there, like you said, you know what works for you, but there has to be a way for, and I mean, who knows, you'll maybe discover this a little longer down the way as you keep letting your feelings come in little by little. Because I think one thing I noticed for me is that's what I do. I hold my shit and I'm going to get what the fuck I'm going to get done. And my life seems perfectly fine as I do that, because I'm like, I feel great, I'm getting things done, I feel accomplished, I'm hitting my goals. But when it comes down to something bad or something that makes me crack, I lose myself and I'm like in this depressed mode of like, where am I, why am I letting my, it's just like this whole bad thing. I feel very accomplished because I get things done, but then at the end it just, it's not very rewarding. And I still, like, no matter how much I'll do, I still feel depressed at the end, no matter how much I have. But I think one thing I've noticed, and I mean, it's not the same for everybody, but one thing I've noticed is kind of opening up to my feelings little by little to those who I feel like will respect my feelings and help me take it there to make me realize that it's okay. And one thing I've noticed too is if I've started opening up about my feelings, and if somebody's making me feel like they're not valid, always reminding myself that my feelings are valid and you need to listen to me, and let's put boundaries. Like, you don't need to meet me all the way there, but let's meet somewhere in the middle where you can take my feelings into consideration and help me. Like, I'm not asking you to solve everything, but hey, just take me into consideration. And also expressing your feelings helps somebody else realize that where you're at mentally, because then it can come across, at least from at least you guys, where Yoatsi could be like, you just don't care.
Yeah.
But it you do care. It's just taking you a little longer to get there.
And I remember when Yoatsi and I would like talk to each other, like, oh, what do you like about me? Or like vice versa and stuff like that. One of the things she used to say is that I love how selfless you are. Mm-hmm. Like, you're very, you want to help other people more than you want to help yourself. And like, I don't know why, but like I said, everyone is completely different. The way I think could be something completely different for whoever's watching. Mm-hmm. For me, I like helping other people.
Yeah. You're not to take it to your horoscope, but you're a Libra, no?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. And I don't really care about zodiacs like that, you guys, but I really, it's just crazy how it works. I know another Libra. And it's crazy because they're very exactly how you are.
My dad's like that too. My dad's a Libra.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
My dad's a Libra.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Their birthdays are a day apart.
Oh, yeah.
And, stupid. And my dad's a Libra too. What? My dad.
And you guys all kind of give me they the same energy. And I feel like the other Libra that I'm comparing you to is very like that. I've seen that person do everything they can to make everyone around them happy. And there'll always be a positive vibe, even if they're going through something. But I've also seen that other Libra where they hit that rock bottom, because it's the exact same thing. They don't talk about their feelings. They're getting done what they need to do, and as long as everyone's happy. But they hit that rock bottom, and they're just, I see them break down like nothing. Yeah. But because it's, you hit that point where you're just like, ugh, how long am I going to do this for? Okay, sorry, Alex. I hella cut you off. What'd you say?
I feel like I messed up when it came to me indulging in my feelings and be like, all right, let me like figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to do it. So I went from like having all these problems. And as weird as it sounds, when I go to the gym, that's my therapy. Yeah, I go to the gym 100%. And I push weight. I like push myself, and I get amazing workouts and I feel amazing. For some people, it suppresses the feelings and suppresses the emotions. For me, it gets rid of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be mad about something. I work out, have an amazing workout. It's gone. I'm
That's
good.
That's me with sex.
I'm just kidding. No. And that then, makes like, sense. That was my outing. Like, I know some people love talking to other people. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of talking to other people about myself, because my problems are my problems. And this is the way I see it. Like I said, this is the way I see it. Mm-hmm. So I'd go to the gym, exude all my energy, and be like, all right, cool, I'm good. And then I'll be good to go. And it wouldn't like bottle anything up. But at the beginning of the year, I started to try to tap into my own feelings and stuff like that. And I wasn't in the best shape. We just had a baby. Yoatsi and I were going through a rocky, like, events and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We didn't have the best anniversary. And it was just a bunch of shit going on. And like, I feel like the anniversary is like kind of like what tripped it up. And it just made it go.
No, yeah. And I'm glad that you bring up like a way that helps you, you know, when you're stressed out or when you're feeling some sort of way. Because, I mean, talking about your feelings in general is already kind of hard. But, I mean, it's good that you have a way to get your feelings out. What do you think helps you when you're feeling, I don't know, overwhelmed? Yeah, overwhelmed, sad, or you just need to get something out.
Going to Home Goods.
It gives you like, yeah, I feel like your serotonin, you'll go shopping.
I'll go shopping, but it's not a good habit. There's like, it becomes like an addiction almost when you could, because that's what I've been doing. And I was telling Alex that also something that I noticed is that when I'm like really sad and depressed, I'll go shopping.
You need that serotonin. That's something that you know will make you a little happy.
Yeah. And like just Disneyland will make me really happy. Or Starbucks. Like, it's like kind of an addiction. Like, I'll be really sad. I'll go get Starbucks. I get my caffeine rush and I feel so much better. But right now I'm on a diet, so I can't have Starbucks. So
I know. I remember you telling me about that. She literally was like, I that was my serotonin. So like, I don't know where to go to.
Yeah.
Because for me, all right, I'm trying to come into the combo.
You're like, so what I do?
What for me? Yeah. I feel like one of the best ways was hanging out with my friends. I'm kind of like Alex where I don't like talking about my feelings and I don't go to people for advice unless I really need it. And then if I do, it's kind of like my sisters.
Yeah.
And not to say I don't trust your guys' opinion and advice, but at the end of the day, you guys, it's going to be a little biased. And like, exactly.
Well,
but it's not because you guys are coming from a bad place. It's just you're looking out for me.
Yeah. And I feel like sometimes too, I'll like rant to Louis and like, because I know Louis will always, like, it sounds a little biased, but he's always going to make me feel better. Or, like for example, I was just talking to him about my diet. I was like, Louis, well, like, that this and this and that. And he's like, well, actually. And then he tells me things that are going to make me feel better. He's like, well, this is why it possibly can't be working.
Yeah, my goal is always, you know, I'm going to give her advice, but my goal is always to reassure her that it's going to be okay.
It's going
to
be okay.
And I feel like that's how I feel. As much as we appreciate it, and it does help in that moment, sometimes you do feel like, was it a little biased? You know what I mean? Like, like holding ourselves accountable. Because, I mean, sometimes that's not what we want to do, but it's always important. But, yeah, I feel like with me, so I don't talk about my feelings, I would always hang out with my friends. And it's not so much that I would talk to them about my feelings. It would just give me that, like you said, boost of serotonin. And it would make me feel like, oh, everything's going to be okay.
Or like I'm a happy distraction.
Yeah.
And then what's funny is my friends that I surrounded myself with, because, I don't know, I feel like we all think the same. Because back then when we first started hanging out, I was like the main guy. Like, I was like kind of like the leader. Because you know how like every group has that leader and stuff like that?
One that holds them together.
Yeah. I was like that guy for like my friend group. And whenever I'd come to them with problems, we would all talk to him like, stop being a bitch, do your shit, and keep it going.
You see that that adds on to you not wanting to talk about your feelings.
Yeah,
tell yourself the same advice. You're like, nah, boot.
Exactly. Well,
you grow up kind of with that same mentality, like, shut the fuck up, stop being a pussy.
Yeah, and then I remember I used to go to. Is it okay if I say Bustos?
I mean,
I used to go to my friend Bustos when Yats and I were having problems, and he's like, dude, this is what you signed up for. You got to realize that.
Yeah.
It's like, she's going to do stupid shit, you're going to do stupid shit.
Yeah.
You can't, like, you can't be just point the finger at her, because like, he's like, what are you doing that could aggravate her, even though she hasn't done anything, or vice versa? What is she doing that you haven't done anything, and it's going to aggravate you? I'm like, huh. He's like, look, at the end of the day, you're my homie, you're my brother, but you got to be able to point the finger at yourself and be like, you need to fix your shit if you want her to fix her shit.
Look, I saw this thing that I want to get y'all's opinion on, and I think it's very, very, very true, and it changed my way of thinking. Because I'm not a very relationship type of person. Like, y'all, I have a lot of chile appointments, but in order for me to call you a relationship, that takes a lot. Like, I will, if I'm going to date you, it's because I'm going to give you everything that I have.
Right.
But I saw this thing that says that nowadays people don't realize that love is a lot of hard work. It's not about like, oh, love, let's buy each other gifts and let's go on a date. And like, that's how we love each other. Like, yeah, of course, that's part of it. But love is a lot of hard work. And that nowadays people don't put that hard work because of things like social media or just sex and things like that are so easily accessible compared to before. Like, you know, we have our phones. You check out another girl. I mean, even me, like when I was going through my breakup last year, fucking downloaded all these apps and I was just meeting guys. I would like, you know, it was so easy to connect with people. You go on social media, even if the guy's not around you, you find a way to meet up with them, all this shit. But I feel like people kind of lost touch with love and knowing that, because it's so easy to break up and you're going to find somebody else, whether it's on your phone or you're going to hit somebody up on, like, you know, with our cell phones, that people, that's why like there's so many like, you know, older people that have been together for years, because it wasn't as easy as it is now to be like, all right, bye.
But you know, right,
you hold on to what you care about. You're going to put a lot of work, because, again, it's not all about butterflies and rainbows. It's about, okay, we had this big ass argument, but let's put in the effort. It's not as easy to throw it away.
Yeah. And I think I've learned that love is dealing with like all the hard struggles, but like at the end of the day, you still want to do it with that person.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally what love is.
To add on to that, I saw a thing where it was like, relationships are hard.
Wait, my hand stuck. Help. Oh, I'm gonna rip it. I'm like,
yeah. This one's mine. What were you saying, Wasabi?
I saw a thing where it was like, relationships are hard. Life is hard. You got to figure out who you want to deal with the hard with.
Yeah. Like who?
You want to do it with me, Alex?
I want to right now, Alex.
Louis, record.
Like, that's it for all we have for today. The next thing I wanted to ask you guys about. So I know you guys already talked about this, so I feel like I should be fine to talk about it. Yoatsi.
I'm not pregnant, I promise.
The whole marriage situation. So I've very much looked into it on both sides. And I hear
and I'm Team Alex.
I all have it on me. All right. And I think both of your points are very valid, but
shut the fuck up.
I know, I'm like, and move on. Because okay, I'm gonna do a little recap and y'all let me know if I'm missing anything. So from Yoatsi's POV.
Nope, you got it wrong.
Bitch. From Yoatsi's POV, you've known Alex for a very long time. Right. So you feel like, bitch, I've known this guy for a long time. Like, what the fuck's good?
Yeah.
But with social media side, you've only really known, quote unquote, for 1 year. Because that's what they've seen. And you're kind of like, I want that ring. And then I know from, I feel like it comes from my parents that you saw them. They got married at a young age. They've been happily married. And, you know, a lot of people around your age also are married. And I think that's the biggest thing is that Alex, it's still my age. And if I think about getting married, I'm like, no, thank you. But not to say because of my age. I'm just saying like, you know, where I'm at in life right now. And I think you guys, one, you guys have a very big age difference. Not very big, but, you know. And then two, I think from Alex's POV, kind of hearing, I remember I saw a clip of you saying you're not financially where you would want to be.
So,
and
oh yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that does play a big role.
Oh, yeah, that plays a huge part, especially for me, since like when you're a guy, and you
it's
can't
supposed to be on my side.
When you're a guy,
you're all mad at me. You're like, fuck you. Y'all pinching me on the side.
What did I say?
I'm like, ask her now.
All right. I feel like when you go into detail about like the whole marriage thing, when you look at everything like laid out on the table, it makes a little more sense of like why you'd probably be more on my side. And then when you just look at it like the top of the crop. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you guys are together. You guys have a kid. You guys moved in with each other. You guys should be getting married already. Like, very, like, oh, shit. Like, all right, cool. But for me, financially, you guys don't know my financial situation. Like, I'm not living in my car, but I'm also not living in a big-ass house that I just bought.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
my.
No, like, I'm not where I want to be. And when it comes to, like, us getting married, I want to be able to buy the wedding. Like, what the fuck? Like, I would love to do that. And as stupid as it sounds, I don't date for just to date. I date for marriage. So like me getting into a relationship with Yoatsi, I knew I saw something at the end of it.
Yeah.
Because if I don't, I just cut them off. Yeah. Like I used to do that. Like I stopped being a hoe because I honestly did not like doing that shit. I remember my dad was all like, you got to be a hoe. Be a man.
Stopped putting Grandpa Juan on play.
Like Grandpa Juan is have a dog.
No, I'm just kidding. Dude, if you guys have my dad on, it'd be the funniest shit. My dad used to tell me he had 3 girls here and 3 girls in Mexico that he would go visit frequently.
He was telling me that when I talked to him. Yes, funny.
I love my dad. But he wanted me to do that. And I was not able to do that. So I was like, you know what? I'm done with the hoe shit. I want to settle down. Or I want to be able to build something with someone. And that someone was with Yoatsi. And I think just the whole marriage thing that came up, I would never saw a number on this is when we need to get engaged / married. I never seen that, heard of it, thought of it.
It's
so
a,
like
it's
it,
a
it,
girl
it,
thing.
No, yeah. So it never crossed my mind. So when it got brought up between us, I was like, whoa. I was like, there's a number? I was like, I didn't know that.
Like you're waiting till you feel like I can do it. Like, yeah, I can do it financially. I can afford it. And I want to do what I can to make it special.
Yeah. Like, I'm waiting until, like, I'm able to just put the money down for all of it, all in one go, from engagement to her walking down the aisle in 6 months.
And I feel like, sorry.
Like, there's no problem with being engaged and then waiting years until like it's finally ready. But for me, I had this thing pictured in my head talking about, like, Boom. I get down on one knee. 6 months later, where it's official.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I mean, things happen. I mean, we have a couple of friends who were also... I mean, I know a couple of people who have been engaged for a long time. And they, for whatever reason, they couldn't make it happen. But I do see where a lot of people just want to make sure they're stable. Because, I mean, it's a once in a... I mean, for... Well, what a lot of people hope for is that it's a once in a lifetime thing. Yeah. You do it once, it's amazing, and you will always remember it that way.
Yeah.
And I think, not to speak for you, I'd seen you, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think for you, it's more, obviously you would love a beautiful wedding, but it's also more of like the commitment status.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you've been through a lot of rocky shit in your past, and I feel like part of you is scared to go through it again.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to feel like somebody was like 100% like for me, you know, like just very committed. And now that I'm kind of glad that we got into that argument, because like I'm able to see so many different things from it, and we were both able to learn a lot from it. Mm-hmm. But like one of the things that I learned was like, yeah, commitment's obviously a thing, but you don't have to like rush into things. Mm-hmm. And like now I see Alex's point of view like a lot more clear, as to before I was like, okay, he probably just doesn't want to commit to me, or like he just doesn't love me that much. But it's like, no, he just wants to make it just wants to make it perfect. He wants to make it right when it's the right time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not necessarily me be like, oh, I need to wait for a specific day that I feels good.
Yeah, no,
it's me waiting for the right environment, like, and everything to line up the way that it should, so that nothing gets in the way.
Yeah.
So, like, imagine if you and I were having these problems. Well, we were going to have these problems regardless. Imagine if I had proposed on our 1 year.
Yeah.
Like, that would have tainted the proposal. That would have ruined it.
Because also, like, seeing it from where you guys are at right now, like, I mean, let's be honest, it's a very rocky road. So, I feel like Alex said, he could have easily done it, whether you guys already had these conversations or not. But how enjoyable would it have been?
Right, because to be like, oh, we're engaged, but we're fighting so much.
Yeah. And then, like, imagine me doing that, her being like, oh, my God, like, we're engaged, all this stuff. And then me behind scenes be like, oh, my God, how am I supposed to, like, be able to, like, do everything? Like,
and it doesn't mean you guys don't care for each other. It's just I truly do believe that relationships take a lot of work, but that's part of the relationship, doing the ups and the downs and going through the rocky roads. But like you guys said, it's at the end of the day still finding each other. And I think that's the most important thing, and what people should hold on to, even if y'all are going through a similar thing. Not to say if your fucking ex or your boyfriend or whatever fucking toxic as fuck, no, bitch.
No,
that's not, I'm not referring to that.
Totally different.
What I'm talking about is just, you know, regular arguments and shit like that. Just regular shit, and you guys still kind of find yourselves looking for one another, or feeling like, I want to be with that person, or that's where I'm happy. I feel like that's your hope to be like. And don't let the temptation of like, let me just find somebody else. Because, I mean, it sounds like the easy route, but...
But it really isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, you guys only see 10%. I was going to say 90%.
10%
of our lives. So you don't know what's going on behind screens, behind doors. And, I mean, there's still going to be those people that judge and don't give a fuck and don't listen to our podcast. And they're... Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah. I think... No. I think it comes down to... You guys are very much going through problems that every relationship goes through.
Just but a lot of these, social media.
Yeah, a lot of these people want to judge you guys because for whatever reason, they might not be having the conversation of marriage, but they might be having the conversation of their hombre not being able to provide for them, or having the conversation, or they themselves are just not wanting to do something. It's just everybody has problems. And I think you guys need to not let that have a say in your guys' relationship.
Yeah.
I feel like we're good at that.
Yeah. No, you're fucking not.
What the fuck?
No. I see so many arguments because of what y'all see.
No. When I see I see like comments and stuff like that, I'm not like, I don't come at her for it like that.
I think.
No, it's not about you guys coming to each other. Sorry. I think that I've seen how it targets you guys individually.
Yeah.
When you guys read certain comments.
Okay.
What were you gonna say?
Okay.
Sure, bro. Shut up. He's like, whatever.
I'm like, sure.
Whatever, bro.
I know. What
were you saying? I think just me and him have talked about how, social media definitely does play a part in our relationship, and how we just decided to keep things a little bit more private.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think, I mean, I don't know, Alex, unless you want to like say otherwise, but I think we decided to just, whatever it is that we're going to do, we're just keeping it more like our business.
Yeah, we're keeping a little more low-key right now just because, like, obviously we don't want
to
jump the gun on everything.
While we figure out what we're going to be doing, we're keeping it more private.
And then while you were talking about that, I wasn't smiling, cause, like laughing at you. I thought of a comment of someone, because I remember some people would like tell me like, they're like, how are you, like, why do you not want to get married with her already? Like, you guys have been together for all this time and all this stuff like that. And I remember I'll see people that like support us and they'll reply to them and be like, all right, well, where's your baby daddy? Where's the, and I'm there and I'm just like, I was like, if no one, like I said, I guess we signed up for this to be on like social media in the public eye, but no one signed up to get shit from other people who aren't perfect. Like, if you're not perfect, it's hard to, like, I'm not going to be coming at someone for something that they got wrong that I can get right. Like, or vice versa. Or like, I don't know. It's just like, I'm not going to hate on someone for no reason. And there's all these comments about like the whole marriage thing, the baby thing. It's just, it's a bunch of dumb stuff that doesn't make any sense and doesn't really.
Yeah. It's like what you said. People are judging you guys off things that good for them went right for them.
Yeah.
But that's not the case for everybody. Right. I'm pretty sure we get into those people's lives, there's just a lot of shit that they did wrong. That you guys didn't get wrong. But it's just people talking and judging about what's going to make them feel better. Right. Like, if you imagine you have something that somebody else doesn't have, they're going to be like, oh, let me rub it in their face that I did it right.
Like, well, I have a ring.
Yeah, like, they feel like they can one-up you in one way, shape, or form. But you guys can also do the same thing. Be like, well, I have this and I have that. You don't. Like, so where'd you go wrong?
I have a house.
I have it. Bitch.
I'm pretty and smart.
I'll see some people be like, oh, well, I got married to my man's after a month of us being together. I'm like, damn. I'm like, what? And then I see other people be like,
well, that's why he's cheating on you.
She's all happily married.
I see other people be like, well, I've been together with my man's for 14 years and we still haven't put a ring on it because we don't care about that kind of stuff. It just, everyone has their own. Yeah, everyone has their own things.
Yeah, and I think it's important for you guys to, I don't know, whatever works for you guys. And as long as, I think what matters is that you guys come up with something, whether together or not, that makes sense for you guys and that it makes y'all happy and your kids happy.
Yeah, and I think to kind of wrap things, everything up, me and Alex, feel free to jump in here, May, but me and Alex are like in a pretty good spot right now.
No.
He's like, says who?
I was going to say where we're wrapping things up.
Bitch.
Where we're, we're doing like good on what's good for each other, but we're also doing really good co-parenting and like our kids are happy and our kids don't really know what the heck is going on. They just, we're just trying to have them see a happy relationship, all of us together, while me and May are trying to figure out our shit.
Yeah, I think you guys should definitely take time for yourselves. And I feel like you guys are doing a good job at that. I can see you guys kind of focused on each other a bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, on yourself.
On ourselves.
A bit more, and yeah.
Yeah, ma'am. May.
Yeah, ma'am.
How would you like to conclude this, ma'am?
Fuck bitches getting money. I imagine.
So I got back to be a hoe.
My DMs are open. I see the shotties over there. No.
Shotty bae?
I see the shotties. Is that what you said?
I see the, like, short.
He's like, toda la shorty shorty.
I love. I guess, like, wrap things up. Like, obviously, our relationship is different, or our relationship, parenting, whatever, is different from other people's and stuff like that. So it's kind of hard to, like, judge it off, like, what you guys see. Like, and briefly, and I'm pretty sure people are going to be like, oh, yeah, well, what about the TikTok lives and all that shit? It's just us, like, it's just relationship having a regular argument, just this time it's on live, so so I feel like it's a little harder for us to stay private when it comes to like certain matters like that.
Well, just wanted to enter you guys in a different POV.
I wanted to enter you guys
in a different POV and kind of clear things up, because I watched some of y'all's videos and I'm just as confused as everybody else. So I'm just like, I don't get it.
Well, thank you, Louie. For our interview today.
You guys heard it here first.
Thanks for having me on for therapy.
Let me know, you guys, how it was as an interview room.
At a therapist.
Yeah, but
let us know who you want us to get a therapist next.
Bitch. Well, I hope you guys can figure it out, whatever it may be, whether together or not, or whatever the fuck you guys do, and maybe we'll check in soon and we'll see where you're at. I ended up doing it by myself.
Yeah, well, they didn't come today.
I know, I'm like, so it's just pretty.
Bitch, I'm the pretty one.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening, and thank you guys for being an open butt and talking about your relationship.
And we'll thank you to me.
Yeah, thank you, man,
for coming to Penis.
I'll send you guys my invoice.
Next episode won't be a therapy session with you. We'll do a real life.
We'll do
therapy.
A fun one. I mean,
yeah. Life fun one.
You have to come back for a fun one.
Hold on, before we end it. They were like, Yuatsi came up to me and was like, you want to be on our podcast? I was like, all right, cool, I'm down. Yeah. Like, yeah, Louis wants to ask about the relationship. And I was like, again? I was like, what the fuck?
He's like, another video.
He's like, we get it, babe. We're broken up.
And the way she worded it, Louis wants to tell his side. And I was like,
he's on third.
I'm not part of the relationship.
I was like, his side of
my
relationship.
My feelings matter.
I'm like, it was fucking you. Imagine it was an episode of me and you bashing him the whole time. We're like, get him.
For a second, I thought that's what it was going to be. Like, be like, so why'd you fuck up? Why was it your fault?
What the fuck what did you do?
Yeah. And all the comments, stupid bitch.
I'm like, comment, stupid bitch.
I'm replying to everyone. Like,
No, it was a good PG one.
Yeah. Cute.
We'll see you guys on our next episode. Bye, you guys.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.